I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Julian, and Julian is a 59-year-old patient with longstanding history of type 2 diabetes who presents with a chronic non-healing wound on his foot. The wound is located on the lateral aspect of the foot, characterized by a sharp, demarcated circular margin and a pale dry base with minimal exudate. His medical history includes poorly controlled hypertension and intermittent claudication. What is the most likely classification of this ulcer? So we have A, venous ulcer, B, mixed arterial venous ulcer, C is pure arterial ulcer, and D is neuropathic ulcer. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. This is a great one that falls in a line with more of that integument area because we're dealing with wounds and ulcers and all that stuff. Listen, this is a hot target for the NPTE. I definitely suggest you put this on your study list, all right? And then what's really cool is at the end, I got you, baby. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop a cheat sheet that has all of this organized out for you. Does that sound good? All right, let's go ahead and process through this question. We're going to dominate this thing. Let's go into it. Julian, a 59-year-old patient with a longstanding history of type 2 diabetes, presents with a chronic non-healing wound on his foot. Okay, very long first sentence. And this is a long question altogether. So on the NPTE, just make sure you slow down on these and break it up, right? My coach always used to say this, yard by yard, it's hard. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. And what that really means is that if we break this up piece by piece, we have a greater likelihood of, first of all, being more accurate, being more effective and efficient. It just overall is a lot easier. So as we look at this, it says a 59-year-old patient with a longstanding history of type 2 diabetes. All right, have that in mind. Okay, the types of wounds that we would potentially see with that. And then it says presents with a chronic non-healing wound on his foot. So what is that already starting to tell you? For me, I'm like, okay, when something's chronic non-healing, a lot of times it doesn't have the nutrients or the environment to heal itself. So these are all things to start thinking about. Let's continue forward. It says the wound is located on the lateral aspect of the foot. Ooh, that's important. Characterized by a sharply demarcated circular margin and a pale dry base with minimal exudate. So on the NPTE, I expect them to do this as well, give you all these like signs and symptoms and all that stuff. So what wound or ulcer is typically found on the lateral aspect of the foot, has sharply demarcated circular margins, and has a pale dry base with minimal exudate? What type of ulcer fits that clinical picture, right? So that's what I want you to have in your head, because we're coming up to the end of the question. It says his medical history includes poorly controlled hypertension and intermittent claudication. What is the most likely classification of this ulcer? So what this really comes down to is us picking out the most likely ulcer given the clinical picture in the question. And guess what? It has a lot of freaking signs here. A lot of freaking things to like look at. So for those of you on the podcast, let me roll through the answer choices again. We have A, venous ulcer, B, mixed arterial venous ulcer, C, pure arterial ulcer, and D is neuropathic ulcer. Which answer do you got? Lock it in right now. All right, let's do this one together. A says venous ulcer. So let's talk a little bit about what that venous ulcer is. So venous ulcers typically occur in the lower leg, particularly are on the medial aspect of the ankle foot area, okay? So you heard me right. medial side, not lateral side. In the question, the patient has a wound, chronic not healing, on the lateral. So already you're like, I don't know about this. The other piece is that venous ulcers, you need to definitely put this down in your notes, okay? Venous ulcers have moderate to heavy exudate, right? A lot of drainage. However, in this clinical picture, does it have that? Do they say anywhere in here moderate or heavy exudate? No, they say minimal exudate. So I'm already like, venous ulcer is likely not the right answer here. Now, there's some other things in the question that make venous ulcer not correct, but already based on that, what I already said, I would say, probably not A. Let's go ahead down to B. B says mixed arterial venous ulcer. Now, this is a tricky one for the MPTE because a lot of us, we study venous, we study arterial, we study neuropathic or pressure ulcers, right? We study all those different types, but then we don't study mixed arterial and venous. That is a thing. So what is this? Well, it's going to be where you have both characteristics of arterial and venous ulcers. So you can have some moderate drainage, but then it's pale. You can have it have a dry base even with fluctuating drainage, like things that are representative of both arterial and venous ulcers. You know, one way I could put this, this is what I would put down for your notes. These types of wounds, mixed arterial venous ones, are more common with complex cases. Again, there's a combination of both signs and symptoms of venous and arterial. So for instance, we can have a lot of drainage or edema, but then pain increased when the person elevates the limb, right? Well, the a lot of edema is more venous, but pain being increased with elevation is more arterial. So you see it's a mixture. Well, inside of our question, it doesn't give me a mixture of arterial and venous stuff. Mm-mm. It doesn't give me really any venous stuff at all. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and eliminate B as in boy, mixed arterial venous ulcer, because I don't see how it's anything like a venous ulcer. Let's go ahead and take a look at C. C says pure arterial ulcer. All right, let's go into this one really quick. I like this answer C because everything in the question really fits with an arterial ulcer. Type 2 diabetes can set somebody up to have more arterial restrictions, right? Arterial ulcers are created by typically the lack of blood flow. The arteries are not able to push blood through and get it to distal parts of the extremity. So we end up with an ulcer. Now, arterial wounds are likely on the lateral side of the foot and ankle. They have minimal exudate, they're pale, they have a dry base. Like all of these things that it's saying in the question, I'm like, yo, this is pure arterial ulcer right here, 100%. No venous, nothing like that. So I like the answer C, but hold on, a lot of people selected D here. So let's take a look at it. D says neuropathic ulcer. You know, the reason why I don't like this one is because neuropathic ulcers, although they're commonly seen in diabetic patients, right? The patients typically have like a lack of sensation. And so the ulcer ends up on the bottom of the foot because of the lack of sensation. Maybe there's a rock in the shoe or whatever it is. And so now the wound is created due to the lack of sensation and ongoing trauma. So what do you need to know? Well, neuropathic ulcers show up on the bottom side of the foot, tend to have like the callus rim around it, dry base. So I can definitely see why somebody selected this answer because the patient does have diabetes. But every characteristic that I'm seeing in the question is really guiding me to the pure arterial ulcer. That leaves us with our final answer of C, pure arterial ulcer. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something from this. This is a question that I would say is pretty long. Expect to see this type of thing on the MPTE where they give you a lot of signs and symptoms. For my people who want to dominate the exam, you need to listen to this. When it comes down to the integument area, understanding ulcers, their classifications, their signs and symptoms, but most of all, how to differentiate different types of ulcers is super important for this exam, okay? And so that's the reason why I was like, I got to give these people that extra next level, all right? So what I did was I created a cheat sheet where I'm listing out those major ulcers and the differentiating signs and symptoms. Does that sound good? So what I did was I put it together. I have a link inside of the show notes, okay? So if you go inside the show notes, the link is there. Go ahead and click that, and you can grab that cheat sheet. All right. And then for those of you who still are preparing for your MPTE and you're looking for guidance, there's a ton of people who are struggling, who are just anxious about the exam and just feel overall lost with what they're doing. If that sounds like you, I want you to join me over in my free private Facebook group. I know you may have been on this podcast multiple times. Maybe you hear me talk about this, but every single Monday, I am there live helping students with tips and tricks on how to pass this exam. Even figure out what problems they're having and guide them to the best next step to pass the exam. The really cool thing is I even started doing these calls where I'm helping to really help figure out what the problem is and then give people the solution. So if that's something that you're looking for, reach out to me. Come into our free private Facebook group. That's www.mptegroup.com, or you can visit us at www.thepthustle.com. We're waiting for you. All right, so whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.